I was expecting. Still careless, Baldwin. Still careless. You see, I'd seen his boots under the curtain as soon as I came into the room. I don't know if it was him or me pulled the trigger. Maybe it was both of us together. Anyway, he got both barrels full in the face. He may have escaped the noose 20 years ago, but justice had caught up with him at last.
Were you the first on the scene, Mr. Barker?
I was. That much was true, at least.
Good God in heaven!
John! What's happening?
Ivy! Don't come in!
You did see the body. No wonder you couldn't bear to be in the room just now.
Yes, I saw it. I don't think I'm ever going to get that sight out of my head.
Come on, my love. Sit down now.
Oh, Jack, for God's sake, what's happening?
I'll tell you everything, I swear. I should have done it years ago, but not now. Are you going to be all right up here on your own?
That man, who was he? My God, who shot him? Was it you? Jack, was it you?
Ivy, listen, I've got to go and sort this out.
We must send for the police.
No, not yet.
Why not? Jack, I want to know what this all means.
You shall, but not now.
Yes, now. Tell me now.
I'll tell you this much. It's over. At last, it's over.
I'd already had the idea. Yeah, I seem to see it all clear at a glance. His height and weight were much the same as mine. No one could swear to his face, poor devil. And, of course, he had the mark. The brand of the Scourers.
You exchanged clothes and therefore identities.
All except for my wedding ring. It would have taken a file to get it off.
I was glad. That ring's all I've got left of my first wife. She died of the typhoid just a few years after we married. I'd not have given it to Ted Baldwin, even if it cost me the whole game.
You changed clothes and went and hid in the priest hole, and left your accomplice to do the rest.
It was simple enough. The footprint, the card, the shotgun.
The dead man's clothes, you bundled them up.
And got rid of them in the quickest, easiest place you could think of.
The moat. Man, if you hadn't used the dumbbell, we might never have been on to you.
Then, with everybody else safely out of the way, you rang for the servants.
But what about the housekeeper's evidence?
Perfectly genuine. Mrs. Douglas?
Cecil, Mr. Barker, gave me a signal and I came down the stairs again. I had to pretend that I'd just heard the shot.
Which you did well enough. It was your willingness to be led away from your husband's body that was less convincing.
So the murder, the shooting,
actually happened quite a bit earlier than the servants thought.
Half an hour or so. It's not easy undressing a dead man.
Well, that's it. It seemed to me that all I had to do was lie low for a while, then I could get away someplace. Ivy could come out and be with me, and we could finally live at peace. A new life in a new land. That's the truth. The whole truth, so help me God. Now, what are you going to do with me?
Writing it up.
Getting my notes in order. You're not using Douglas's own words?
More or less. But I gave him his manuscript back.
Ooh.
I thought he ought to have it. It's an historic sort of document.
Good, well, I suppose so.
Ah, certainly a splendid story.